countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, we know how the family pet is so cherished and how the welcome home from your dog at the end of a long day can be a great distraction and a stress buster. Well, horses also play a huge role in terms of therapy for people in general, but also in particular people in need, as Suzanne Campbell has been finding out this week. Yourself, Suzanne, a horse lover. I know you were chomping at the bit there maybe to get chatting with JP on that, on what we were talking about too. We will do that again, and we'll have you around the table too on that. But back to the horses. You went to the Child Vision Equine Therapy Unit in Drumcondra in Dublin for people outside Dublin near Crow Park.
Right behind Crow Park. In fact, when you're in the yard, you're looking up at the gorgeous silhouette of Crow Park just behind you. It's a wonderful place. It's horses right in the city, which is so unusual these days, and we'll talk about that in a bit as well. It was traditionally Ireland's only centre for the blind and visually impaired children, but it also deals with multi-disabled children and very severely disabled children. They have a school there, they have a centre, they have a cafe. You can drop in. They have a little petting place with rabbits and small animals as well, a lovely garden shop. But they also have a yard with 10 horses who do therapy sessions with children and young adults. And these children have all sorts of diagnoses, like they could have Down syndrome, they could be visually impaired, autism. And Terry Brosnan is the manager of the Equine Centre, and she took me into the yard to meet some of the ponies and explain how it works.
Who's this?
This is Cody. Cody is a beautiful little 11-hand pony that we inherited from Kill International when they closed. And she is absolutely fabulous. She loves her job as a therapy pony.
And what do we know about that dynamic, how being around horses influences human mood and behaviour?
So the horse, physically, the horse mimics human walk. So their walk is the nearest one to human walk. So when we put a child on a horse and we walk the horse, then the child's hips are moving in the same method as if they were walking themselves. Mm-hmm. So if you have a child with difficulty in the hips or in a wheelchair and you put them up on a horse, then they're getting walk as if they're doing it themselves, but without the impact. So on a very physical level, that's what it does. On a mental level, there are lots of ways in which horses influence us, because they are this steady, strong presence that people are drawn to. We get people who've never been around horses and their first thing is to put their hand out to try and touch this animal. On a more OT-based level, what we're looking for with a lot of the children we're seeing is we're looking for proprioceptive feedback. So your proprioception is your sense of where you are in the world. So where your body is, where how your muscles and joints are. And when you move, you're getting feedback. So your brain is being sent messages. My foot is here. I'm on a solid surface. I'm moving. And the more input that you get, the more regulated children with autism and other sensory processing issues become. They will start listening to instruction, and then we work on new learning. And that's the basis of our service here.
Okay, now we're often told that if you're afraid of a horse, they can sense it, but horses can send messages to us too, am I right, Suzanne?
Completely. It's not just, you know, the sitting on the horse that's the gain here, but it's the information the horse is sending back to your body and how this changes your brain. It's really fascinating. For example, at Child Vision, they have non-verbal children, children who weren't talking before they had interaction with these horses, who became verbal, who began to speak. Children who didn't sleep at night, who began to sleep. People who couldn't walk, who were now running and playing football. And the gains are absolutely massive. And there's very good scientific evidence there to support this now as well. And essential in this process is really having an occupational therapist. So it's not just the horse. You need a trained occupational therapist to guide the child through their program, if you like. And she's only with Audrey, the equine unit, about 3 years. She was 16 years with Child Vision in doing more conventional therapies, you know, occupational therapies, but she's now totally converted to the horses. And she is each child on a plan with particular goals. And she talks about, in this clip we're going to hear from her, also how they progress afterwards, how they progress after the session. We'll also hear from a lovely little girl I met called Anna, who was doing a session that day. She has Down syndrome, and she was pushing away Cody the pony back in the stable and grooming her. And through that routine, you can hear her speech even improving.
So the horse is an unbelievably fantastic platform. The movement of the horse causes you to get a huge amount of sensory input to your body, and that calms and regulates you. And also that movement causes our bodies to respond and react. Our muscles tone and get stronger. So for children who have Down syndrome and have low tone, then they can increase their tone and body control. And then added on top of that, then we will do activities with the child based on whatever their specific goals are.
The benefits are during the session, but they continue after they have left here. In what way does that work?
So the child will get a huge amount of sensory calming while they're here, and then that will last for a number of hours in the body. And over time, the effect of that will last longer and longer. But also the motivation is huge. If the child learns to put on their back protector here or their jacket in order to go riding, which is something that they want, they then learn to transfer that skills into dressing that morning to go to the stables to go riding. So we will start to help the parents to expand the skills that they're learning here into other areas of their life. And in fact, they often come back to us and say that they're doing it all by themselves, that they don't even need to support that learning.
So it's really motivating them.
Absolutely.
Daddy.
You want to give her brushes?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Why?
You're going to give her a brush for us? Step over here. Oh, I bet she loves that.
Thank you. Why?
Say that again, Anna.
No.
Do you want to count to five when you're brushing?
Hey, Bob.
Let's count. One.
One. Two.
Three.
Three. Four, five,
fabulous.
Six, seven.
Oh, we're keeping going. Well done.
Audrey, how's she progressing and what are her sort of goals at this very young age? She's a little tiny. You're only a little tiny thing.
So Anna has been working on her core stability, on her walking, which is affecting her walking. And as you can see, her walking has really improved. She's very stable and she's able to run now, aren't you, Anna? And she's also working on her speech production and the clarity of speech. Mm-hmm. So that is improving over time. Anna, would you like to give Cody an apple?
Okay.
Gorgeous little Anna there. She was so cute and absolutely loved the horses. It really improved her. I also met a mum, Jan Glover, at the centre, and she's a parent of two boys, one with Down syndrome, and that are both getting equine therapy there. The biggest issue we hear again and again, Damien, you would know this from programmes like Liveline, is access to services. All parents in this country with special needs kids or any kind of needs, there are just not enough services available for them to avail of and for their children to progress. This Centre Child Vision, the equine therapy, is completely oversubscribed, but it's largely self-funded. Their budget doesn't work. There's a massive shortfall, and they do that through donations. And, you know, without these type of centres, and it's a kind of a wider debate, and it comes into farming as well and increasing urbanisation. You know, decades ago in Dublin, there were still horses and rag and bone men going around and deliveries in the centre of the city and scrap metal and all this. And we'd see large animals. And this completely, I suppose, this age of the machine, if we call it that, where children are on screens, where they don't have interaction to nature and to animals, is quite a debilitating thing. And Terry makes this point later in the clip. But first, we'll hear from Mum Jan Glover.
It has been a total game changer for my child. His body has completely changed from the little four-year-old who started here with bird stick legs and no core strength at all and a floppy body. He now has the best posture of everybody in her family. The difference between him and then is just incredible. And I do put it down to coming here for the equine therapy. It made him more confident in himself. As he got stronger, he got more willing to try other things outside of equine therapy, like try football. He wouldn't have had the confidence to do things like that before. They're so good with the kids, like they really are. And all the children have totally different personalities, but they're very good at rolling with whatever issues might be happening on the day and very good at cajoling the kids to do things and encouraging them and motivating them. He's confident, he's happy, he's got energy when he finishes, even though it's been a very physical workout for him, because it is physio essentially. So he sleeps well that night. It does have a profound effect. There's a lot more things that we can do as a family now that maybe we couldn't have done a couple of years ago or even a year ago.
We have children coming from as far afield as Athlone and Portlaoise because they want to access equine-assisted occupational therapy. We could open another service identically tomorrow and it would be full by the end of the week. At the moment, there are a couple of equine therapy units around the country. Very few of them have a full-time OT or a physio working with them. And we want to get other people involved and interested in joining us here. Really, for me, the background in horses is where I started. And I want to see in 20 years' time new children coming in with an interest in horses, because they're not getting access in the way that I was lucky enough to when I was a child, and they're not seeing that. It's not available in towns and cities, so they're not getting to know about horses. And this is a really interesting way of them getting interested in finding out more about the horse industry and working with horses and how it can benefit them.
All right, that sounds really interesting, Suzanne. Well done. Great report. For more information, go to childvision.ie.